B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
A big thing. I'll say this about the internet, which I hate generally. It's hard to cover crap up when everybody's on the case, because you just go around. Maz is just showing me his computer here. You go around, and the video clips and the pictures that are now coming out, Jose Altuve, when he's crossing home plate there, people are lip-reading it, Murray, and saying
lip-reading
that...
Yeah, lip-reading it. It looks like he's saying, he's waving his finger and goes, no, I got a piece on. Like, I'm wearing a piece, and then he really covers up his jersey, like, no, no,
he's
no,
he's, like,
no,
pointing
no, no.
to it. I got a piece, not like a firearm, but, you know... He's got the thing.
I'm wearing
on.
The gear.
I'm wearing the gear. I got a piece on. And then there's pictures. Who was the picture you had just there with the really focused on his right shoulder?
So I think that was Altuve in 2017.
A bulge on his right shoulder that looks. You can't tell what it is, but it's something foreign attached to his body underneath the uniform when you really zoom in on it. Like, people are now on the case.
And this is also this is how Kyrie and Kevin Durant got busted. We were talking about the internet.
We were talking about it off the air, but this John Boy, who for months now has had these videos,
some good stuff.
Yeah, these videos breaking down the trash barrel stuff that was going on with the Astros. I mean, he's had these great breakdowns of videos, and he's just a Yankees blogger, you know. And he probably started because he's pissed off because the Yankees lost to the Astros. But you can't ignore this stuff as much as Major League Baseball is trying to.
The Yankees also lost to you in 2018, so. I know people somewhere are zooming in on Red Sox jerseys and zooming in on guys crossing home plate, not wanting their jerseys ripped off and reading lips on them. And let's see if the Red Sox survive it. Let's see if the Red Sox survive all that scrutiny, because the Astros aren't. The Astros, everything that comes up makes them look dirtier.
Look, I think they're a mess right now. And Alex Speer wrote that they're a mess, for crying out loud. What does it take for Alex Speer to write that the Red Sox are a mess? And that Yankee blogger? I'm willing to bet got it from some members of the Yankees.
Sure.
Right.
So now we're dealing with burner accounts. Like, all right, it's not.
Absolutely.
It's not Beltran's niece, but it's probably.
Oh, it's a player.
A player on the Yankees or a player somewhere. You know, like, now all this is coming out. Like, it's getting good.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting better.
No question.
Okay, zip through these calls. Some of them I'm going to be really quick with for obvious reasons such as this. Brian and Quincy, go.
Tony, I want to get your take on this. With 2020 being a retool year for the Red Sox, with the club trying to cut payroll and the uncertainty due to Manfred's ongoing investigation, do you think it makes sense to approach Pedroia with the player manager position? His money's
Dustin up. Pedroia, player manager.
No, I don't want a player manager. No, I just think that every team that's ever had a player manager to me has sucked. And I want a real manager. Like, this idea that the Red Sox need to find a stopgap guy. No, they don't. There were a couple of candidates out there that didn't get jobs. You know, Pete Abe listed a bunch of them in the Globe the other day. Sam Fold, who's a decent one. I told you, I like Eduardo Perez. And Xander Bogaerts did an interview a little while ago where he said he wants the next manager to be someone like Alex Cora. I agree with Bogaerts. Bogaerts, Devers, Eduardo Rodriguez, your core guys right now are Hispanic players. I think you should get a Hispanic manager.
Okay.
Absolutely would.
How about this one? Eli in North Attleboro. Go.
Hey, how come nobody's brought up Pedro Martinez, Matt? I'm curious.
Pedro Martinez is the next manager.
Okay, so I saw this call on the call screen earlier. I'd love to see it.
Of course.
But
so entertaining.
I don't think he has the patience to do it. I mean, Pedro couldn't show up at the ballpark on time when he was pitching. Like, he's going to run a team? So now, if you're asking me in terms of his intellect, could he do it? Hell yeah. And... would he get frustrated with his own team's performance or ignite a fire in the Red Sox? Yes. I don't think he needs the money. I don't think he wants the headache. And I don't know if he has the real desire to do it. Would I love to see it? In a second.
Ernie and Revere on Brady. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Elway gives him a shot out there. They have a chance to bring it in Gronk. Elway, give him a 2-3 year deal. He did it with Manning.
Okay, once again, the phone, it's either the connection or the phone. He said Elway will give Brady a shot. I'm sure he'd love to.
I wouldn't rule Denver out.
Of course
not. In terms of being a suitor.
Yeah.
I don't know if Brady would go there, but I think that will Elway kick the tires on it?
Yes.
Yes.
He should.
Yes.
That's for sure. He should.
It sounded like he liked what they found in Drew Locke at the end of the year. They already named him the starter for next year.
Okay, then put him on the bench and have him learn.
Yeah. I mean, Brady's better than Drew Locke, but
if I were one of those teams, the only thing I'd be concerned about is that Brady were using us. Like, you know, you sit there and go, why should I go after Brady when I don't think he's going to leave the Patriots? He's going to use me to get more money out of Foxborough. Now, given that it's a cap league, maybe that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's still benefit if you're an AFC team.
Yeah, so, but that's the one thing I would ask is, am I wasting my time?
Mike, he's calling us from the 99 on MLB. Go ahead, Mike.
First, because you mentioned the Bruins, if you go to BJ's and walk down the toilet paper aisle, you could probably find a big box of Charmin Ultra Soft that's got some more toughness in it than this team. But also, the previous caller said it, but I want Pedro in here because all these other managers are bums and losers. And if you look at it, they're all cheaters too. Get some new blood in here. Get some other people in here who aren't the same stock that are going to do the same crap that everyone else did.
Okay. I mean, do you want to answer that, Maz? That Pedro's going to address that?
No, look, the one thing I think Pedro would bring is some intensity. Like, he's the kind of guy, if you saw his pitcher acting like a wuss on the mound and taking 35 seconds between pitches, he would yell out there and go, would you move? Let's go. Like, Pedro, just, he doesn't have the patience for it, which is why he won't do it.
Who's pissing you off more right now, the Bruins or the Celtics? For Mike in the truck, I think it's the Bruins. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, a couple things real quick. Their unwillingness to be physical has been, apparent lately. Is Kevin Miller slated to come back anytime soon?
And I would not count on Kevin Miller ever.
Okay. And the other thing is Rask supposed to be out for any extended period of time? And if he is, who's the next guy up?
Okay, so this is a sneaky problem. Halak recently has sucked.
Mm-hmm. For a month.
Halak has sprung some holes. So he has not been good. He went through a stretch like this last year. So, unfortunately, it's coming now with Rask out. They've called up Dan Vladar.
Yeah, Darth Vladar.
Darth Vladar. Is it Vladar? The giant Russian guy. I don't know if he can play, but he's huge and, just put a giant guy on his knees. We'll see.
He's been playing well lately. I know that. His save percentage in, like, the last five games or something is, like, .950.
Okay, so, I mean, it's Halak has to pick it up because he has not been good recently. Max in the truck on the Celts. Go ahead, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I want to see Danny Ainge make a move for a big guy. Maybe trade Gordon Hayward for a guy like Andre Drummond. And also, I would love to see the Red Sox hire Mike Socha. He's got a lot of coaching.
Okay, let me just stop. How can you make a noise when he's a Gordon Hayward for Andre Drummond?
Drummond's just an antiquated big in this league at this point. And
I'm with Murray.
And to me, watching this team and how the rotations are set, and specifically last night's game and how Brad Stevens just seems to abhor big men like Cantor, who played only 16 minutes last night, that's not the problem. You're not a quote-unquote big man away. The issue that this team needs to address between now and the trade deadline is getting some scoring on the bench. The bench stinks. That's one of the biggest problems, if not the biggest problem with the Celtics right now.
I mean, I think they've got a big guy problem. I just don't think Drummond solves it.
And any of these, roster fodder bigs that you could get, I just don't think that's going to put you over the top this
year. I'd rather have Aaron Baines than Andre Drummond.
So, I wouldn't. I like Andre Drummond. He's too expensive is his problem.
Yeah. Oh, so that's sort of what I'm getting at.
Baines costs you $5 million and Drummond costs you, 18 or 20-something. He makes real money.
Yeah.
But I like him as a player. I do. And I think they could use that. My issue with the Celtics is their mentality. Or there's an intangible that I'm beginning to worry is missing. Do they know how to win? Do they know how to step up? Do they know how to put their foot on the throat of somebody? Do they know how to respond in a big moment? And I've seen so little of it this year that I'm getting concerned with my Celtics take. I mean, they're still right there. They're the 2-3 seed in the East. If you're the 2 seed, you'll have home court until you get to Milwaukee, so you can still get to the East Finals, give Milwaukee a go, and that's still on the table. But you got to start winning some games that matter. I mean, they've outside of last night and last week against Washington, they've mostly cleaned up on the bumps and treaded water against everybody else. Mm-hmm. But there's no signature wins. There's no sort of big moments where you say that's what they're capable of. When they play a team that's better than them on the road, they lose. When they play a bum at home, they win. And now that, it's like I need to see something. Last night's a joke to lose to that team at home. Are they looking ahead to Milwaukee? all accept it if they win in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but you could have said the same thing last week when they don't show up against San Antonio.
Exactly.
The next night they get waxed by Philly.
Exactly. They got to, you know, they're coming back against San Antonio last week at home, a not a great San Antonio team. They're coming back. They get a call that goes against them at Kemba Walker. They lose their minds. They completely cave, fold up their tents, lose that one. Okay, get it back the next night in Philly without Embiid on TNT. And they blow a 15-point lead. It's like, you know, eventually along the way here, you're going to have to start beating teams that are quote-unquote better than you, or road wins against really good teams of the iron to show me what you're capable of. And they've hardly done it once this year. They beat Milwaukee the first week of the year. They won at Toronto without Pascal Siakam, which I don't even know if I should give him a credit.
I still like it because they never win there.
That's it's sort of an asterisk win.
They don't get credit for that.
But the point is, like, I'm getting a little impatient with the Celtics establishing who they are. I don't think they've done it yet. So that's the Celtics are pissing me off more than the Bruins. And the Bruins always piss me off, to answer that question. Back to your phones after this.
Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
I'll be thing. I'll say this about the internet, which I hate generally. It's hard to cover crap up when everybody's on the case, because you just go around. Maz is just showing me his computer here. You go around and the video clips and the pictures.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is your home of the Bruins. It's game day, and Felger and Maz are broadcasting from Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We would ask that everyone reserve judgment until MLB completes this investigation and determines whether rules were violated. I want to make it clear that we take very, very seriously any allegations made against members of our organization, and we investigate them fully.
So, I think MLB is on a containment strategy, and you might benefit from it, is what I think. And you sort of mentioned it yesterday, Maz, and again today. The fix is already in favor of the Red Sox.
Yeah, maybe. Again, I don't know how, though, they can. I mean, if they issue a report that says nothing was really going on in Boston, then don't you look at the Red Sox and say, what the hell did you fire Alex Cora for?
Right, exactly.
The deal made was get rid of Cora, make sure you shut him up, and we'll take care of you.
So
if nothing comes out, I'm not going to believe that. Please.
Yeah, I've had my doubts about it. I told you, the first day that it happened, my initial reaction was, wow, Manfred hammered him, good for him. Like, it's about time a commissioner threw his weight around. Then as time went by, and, you know, I read the report, I started to think, well, he didn't go after Jim Crane. In fact, as you pointed out, he exonerated the owner of the Astros. The rest of it to me is wouldn't have come out till the Athletic stories came out. Verducci has an item today basically acknowledging that they were going to bury the Red Sox story until the Athletic published that account. And so I just have no choice but to believe. The other thing is now when, you know, three guys in 4 days, three managers have gone and a GM. Like, it feels to me like baseball wants this all wrapped up in one nice little bow this week. We'll give him a manager a day, and then this thing will be over. That's what they want. I have serious doubts about, until an owner gets nailed, I have doubts about.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, it will if the commissioner is legit.
I don't think the commissioner's legit.
No.
And okay, here's, so that's the point then, right?
I mean, all the commissioner's doing is acting as the agent of the owners.
Correct.
And it's in the best interest of the owners, i.e. Major League Baseball, that this be contained.
I mean, if
and so Manfred is not there to uncover wrongdoing. He's there to contain the damage.
How's the owner not held accountable?
I agree.
I mean, it's his team, let alone when he has an executive who's effectively taunting a woman for criticizing the team for signing a guy who was guilty of domestic abuse during the World Series. And I'm talking about the Topman incident. Like, I look at the whole thing and say, this thing's a sham. This thing's way worse than they want us to believe or know. And now they're just, you know, this whole thing was a deal from the beginning.
Yeah, here's the money part from that Verducci column that you mentioned, Maz. Manfred already knew about the 2018 Red Sox issue. It was the Astros who first alerted into their scheme during the course of that three-month investigation. Manfred and his investigators planned to pursue the charge privately, which means sweep it under the rug.
Right.
But he knew the Athletic story pushed it to the public. So again, it's because of Drellick and I think everything online and everybody talking about this, his hand was forced here. Like, oh my God, I got to deal with this. This is Manfred. And he's now doing his best to contain it.
I mean, really, it's a joke. These commissioners, they're all their jokes.
Because they're working for the owners. They don't, you know, this is what they're paid to do.
Chris in the car, your thoughts.
Thank you, guys. You made every single point I wanted to talk about, but I got tongue-tied when I talked to your call screener. Beautiful voice, woman. She was awesome, Matt. But I got tongue-tied. But that was my whole point. You guys nailed it. I'll take every single point. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, well, there you go. That's an easy call. And I guess he liked Kristen there behind the scenes.
Apparently, yeah, he likes Kristen's voice. She is very pleasant-sounding. She's pleasant in general, in fact.
Mike in New Hampshire. Go, Mike.
I'm just wondering why you think Gary DeSocine is not part of the discussion about the next manager.
Mass?
Because I don't think they like him.
Why?
I'm not sure. I mean, from what I understand, you know, if there's a guy in your organization that you regard highly, you probably don't let him leave. Right? You keep him on track. You reward him. You give him incentives to stay unless there's such a great opportunity somewhere else. And, you know, he came up with the Angels when he left the Red Sox. He went out there. But from the way I hear it, they didn't love DeSarcina when he was here.
So something's began to start to bug me. That's all the names people are throwing out about the manager. Socha, DeSarcina, Pedro, Pedroia, Veritek, Showalter, this guy, that guy. You know who it's going to be? No one you've ever heard of. And someone you hate. And is going to make you yawn is what it's going to be. It's going to be someone you haven't heard of. Don't care about, never thought to mention. That's who it's going to be. Joe Blow. Harold Fenefesi, who you've never heard of, and is that's what it's going to be. And I just know it. I just know it. It'd be great if it were Bruce Bochy. It'd be great if it were Showalter. Pedro, God, that would be amazing.
It'd be awesome.
Fun to bring up, fun to talk about. You understand, it's going to be Harry freaking Schmedlap is going to be your manager. You say, who? Exactly. That's who your manager is going to be.
So, look, I told you, I don't know who it's going to be. I'm not sure they know who it's going to be. But there are still a couple of guys out there that, you know, Eduardo Perez to me would be a decent get at this stage. And I would tap into what you have going with your Latin players, your Hispanic players. I think there's a trajectory there that the Red Sox should shoot to continue.
Anthony and Waltham, go.
Yeah, the Celtics piss me off more because there's no local media pressure for them to win, and Danny Ainge gets a pass for winning one title, and they don't take losing seriously enough.
Oh, it's so true, Anthony. It's so true.
So I couldn't hear much of what he said.
No local media pressure, no, when things go bad, you know, there's no, like, groundswell of frustration by Celtics fans. This is a whole Celtics experience, just this happy experience, and we'll get them next time. And even in defeat, as they're going off the court, let's go Celtics.
Yeah,
and
born into wealth.
And it's just like, it, you know, to get a Celtics fan or the fan base frustrated or antsy takes a hell of a lot, takes a ton on this, and so I think that's true.
Yeah, well, get ready because we have a whole generation of them coming with every team in this town.
I don't know.
They all won.
I know, at least just based on Twitter, like I'm sensing there's some frustration with Brad Stevens here over the last couple of weeks.
Is there?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and there should be.
Good. Absolutely there should be. This team should be better than it's been recently. Wayne in Grafton. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, the sports anxiety in Boston this week is making me moist. I'll get to the Bruins in a second, but, you know, you two guys, Mike and, you know, Maz, you know, I'll get to you, Jim, in a second. I mean, I hope you guys aren't watching that 49ers-Packers game together, because between, you know, Mike with your Raging Rodgers and Maz with your giant Garoppolo, somebody could lose an eye. And as far as the Bruins, they got to tough it up. I know that's probably not going to happen, but when somebody takes out your goalie, you got to take them out. And Maz, one final thing, we don't want Uncle Buck as the Red Sox manager. Peace out.
Yeah, all right. Bruins need to toughen up. I'll take that out of that call. I think we would all agree on that. Mike in Maine. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. So I'm wondering on the perspective from the players. I have not heard anything like, have they talked to Altuve? Is he going to get, or any of these players going to get some kind of repercussion? Also, I'd love to hear from maybe Garrett Cole, maybe Verlander, going, hey, they're stealing signs. What on my team? And all of a sudden, you know, is that okay as a pitcher?
So the players have been strangely silent. I don't think the players are going to get any punishment because Manfred doesn't want to take on the union and have open up that whole can of worms.
Well, and that was part of the deal with the Astros, I think, when he talked to the players.
Yeah.
You can speak with us. You know, you have, what's the word I'm looking for? Not
immunity.
Immunity. You have immunity. So I'm not coming after you. I'm going after other people.
But I want to, is anyone going to get outraged? Like, or is cheating so pervasive that the pitchers don't dare say anything because they're all loading the ball with something. They're spitting on the ball, Vaseline, pine tar, whatever.
It's like this mutually assured destruction.
Right, and one team doesn't call out another because Lord knows they're doing something too back in their tunnel. It may not be banging on trash cans, and they may not be wearing wearable devices, but they're doing something back there. And so that team doesn't call on that team, and the pitchers don't call out the hitters, and the hitters don't call the pitchers because everyone's doing something, because in that sport, it's just such a part of the fabric of it. I wonder about that.
No, I think that's a big part of it. I would actually tell you that in this case, I think you've seen more of that than you usually do. The Dodgers have been pretty vocal. I mean, Bellinger came out and said, we did it clean. I'm pissed. You know, you've had guys say that the title should be vacated.
Yes, you said there were rumors going around the Dodgers were doing something, too. Is that written, reported, or is just what picked up?
No, just what I picked up. That, you know, the Yankees were doing stuff as far back as 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And, you know, that all these teams were doing something. So, that part of it, I don't think is disputable. The culture of the game is such that, you know, you're almost encouraged to do this sort of stuff. And if you change teams, you keep your mouth shut. But, you know, in this one, I feel like there's more of a divide than there's been in the past. Like, again, the Dodgers have been pretty vocal. And so, you know, usually nobody says anything. No,
right.
They beat us fair and square.
Right.
And they won't take the cheese on any of it. But I feel like in this case, people are pissed. And so, which tells me the Astros really went farther than everybody else. But, I don't know, I think baseball's got some major freaking problems.
Okay, there was more fallout, and another domino fell today. Details right here in the Update with Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is your home of the Bruins. It's game day, and Felger and Maz are broadcasting from Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sam, in parting ways with Alex, did you ask him to sign a non-disclosure agreement so at some point he doesn't get into the details of who was involved and all that?
No, and we're not going to talk about any other details related to his our parting of ways.
All right, something tells me that we're not going to be hearing from any of these guys. We're not going to hear from Hinch, Ludlow, Beltran, Cora. We're not going to hear from any of these guys. MLB is in the middle of its containment strategy. which is why I'd be shocked if anything comes of all these revelations today of the Astros wearing wearable devices. No matter how much film or pictures you show me or put out there of what looks like, I don't know, little buzzer things on the shoulder or pieces of tape for Josh Reddick or Altuve not wanting his jersey ripped off, MLB have already, again, through that Joel Sherman report, said they looked into that with Houston and found there was nothing to indicate that they were doing it.
No evidence to support it.
They're not going to pursue it. And as part of this, you may catch a break where they're not really going to pursue you. Because if multiple teams are shown to have done stuff like this, then you have a problem in the game. Right now, it's just a problem in Houston. And that's why they were going to bury the Red Sox thing to begin with.
They can keep trying. They got to hope that someone doesn't end up being a real whistleblower here, because they really could blow this up even further. I mean, just based on looking at this, and the buzzer thing was happening. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Me too.
But again, they need proof. Like the thing that made that athletic story in the Astros so damning is you had Mike Fiers tying his name to it. He was in that clubhouse. Like now, that's an allegation with someone's name on it. If it's just anonymous sources and stuff like that, the league can brush it off and say, well, tell us who said it. And so, if they don't hit the Red Sox here, if this report that comes out in 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whenever it is.
The bag job?
Well, don't the Red Sox look like donkeys for firing Cora?
Yeah! Yes! Yes, absolutely! This was a big thing coming out of yesterday. It's like, they keep saying withhold judgment on this thing, acting like we're going to be in the clear on this, and yet at the same time they're saying Cora's gone. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, I mean, to me that was a complete contradiction.
So we continue with your thoughts on this and everything else. Our buddy Tom's in Quincy. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I want to talk about this managerial search, which is already driving me up an effing wall. But real quick, did Beckham not get the memo that you can't slap a female cop's ass?
Like, yeah.
How
clown.
Like, honestly, you're a friggin' idiot, right? But, the thing I was calling about, Mike, I mean, one, I don't know how many more calls I can hear into your show about Jason Veritek. I don't know how many more about Dustin Pedroia being the Pete Rose thing. Yeah. I don't want to hear any of that. But the thing I heard today, I was listening to Beetle and Zoe at work, and they were citing an article that Buster only wrote that there's a possibility that Showalter would come here. I'm like, first of all, I don't like Showalter. All right? He's overrated. He's old. And he's kind of like a hot ass. And I don't see his thing flying with the 20-somethings that the Sox have right now.
Oh, so
that's
true,
not
Tom.
And he's never won anything, Mike. And no one ever talks about this.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks won the year after he left. Not when he was there.
Everybody wins the year after he leaves. The Yankees were the World Series after they fired him and brought in Torrey. Then he went to Arizona and they fired him and they won him and they brought in Brenly. So, look, the other thing is, why did the Red Sox bring in Chaim Bloom? They told us they wanted a GM who would be willing to collaborate, work as a group. Buck Showalter's Napoleon, for crying out loud, the little dictator. They're going to bring him in here? Like, please, that's a huge mistake.
He's interviewing in Houston.
Good, have a blast. Send him to Houston.
He'd be fun for us.
Yeah
no.
And what I like, though, what I would like about him is that I get the sense if one of those nerds came down into the clubhouse, he'd tell them to go F themselves.
I'm not convinced of that either.
I mean, maybe no one in the game can do that anymore. But I don't know. At least he's his own man. He's his own guy, as imperfect as he is. That would appeal to me, just from an entertainment standpoint.
Yeah, he might not tell the nerds to F themselves, but he'll ignore them at times.
Tom raised the best point. Those entitled millennial Red Sox players.
Oh, God, they would hate him.
Oh, my God.
Why are you in a bad mood, Skip?
Buck Showalter would be Bobby V. Part 2.
Brutal. Right, not a fit.
Trust me, same kind of personality. Got all the answers to everything. You know, again, I remember one time they played the Mets in the playoffs, and someone said or maybe it was La Russa, same animal. They got out-geniused. You know, that's what it is, geniuses, the three of them. Like, they all knew everything.
Mike and Wilburn, hi.
Hey, I would pay to see Jim Leland just to watch him put out cigarette butts on their three-ring binders. That would be very entertaining to me. Mikey, did Peter King try to bribe you with any chicken wings to change your vote when you were at the Super Bowl?
he just asked. He thought everyone should get some consideration. That's all.
Everybody should get some consideration and a shrimp cocktail. Okay, Peter. the cheating scandal. Can we all agree now? Everybody does it. Can we all agree? Because right now they're trying to bury it. They realize they went over the top on the Astros. They punished them more than they punished St. Louis for hacking another team's website, which is mind-boggling to me, given the ramifications of 3 years of sabotage against another team in the draft. And now every team is accusing every other team. So unless they want to have the first two rounds of the playoffs, the draft, completely negated and start in the third round for everybody, has Bernie Brewer signed a non-disclosure agreement?
I'll tell you, I don't think everyone's doing it. I don't. But I feel there's more than one doing it. I feel there's a collection of teams. And what if it's the good ones? What if it's all the good teams are doing something?
But I'll tell you what.
So it doesn't have to be all of them, but if it's six of them, that's a problem. And Manfred is trying to contain that.
But let's not just limit it to the sign stealing either. Again, you talk about the culture in baseball, and I do think that this is related to the analytics age, because the thirst for information now has gotten out of control. So just look at some of the stuff that is happening in baseball the last several years under Manfred's watch. Okay, one is the guy in San Diego was falsifying medical records, keeping a second set that he would give teams he was making a deal with. He's out of baseball. The GM for the Braves, international signings violations, he's been banned from baseball. The guy in the Cardinals-Astros hacking scheme, he's in jail. Okay, now in this one you have Alex Cora fired, Lunau fired, A.J. Hinch fired, Carlos Beltran resigning before he even managed a game. Is anybody in baseball held to any standard at all? They can't even get them to throw a pitch in 20 seconds. They think they're going to be able to get them from stopping, hacking into someone else's system or actually sharing honest medical information. It's out of control. They all cheat. They're all a bunch of dirt bags. Really, you look at it and goes, anybody on the level in that sport?
There's an awful lot of cheating going on in a game that people really don't give a crap about it anymore.
That's out of control.
That's sort of the irony of the whole thing.
It's out of control. They're breaking rules at every turn. There's all kinds of stuff going on everywhere. Is somebody actually going to tighten that thing up or not? Because the whole game has gone to hell.
Ray and Revere. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, it's actually the third time the Red Sox got cheating in the last 5 years. You go back to 15, they're paying free agents under the table in the international market. They got penalized a full year, and Lucchino and Sherrington got fired over that because Henry was trying to reduce.
They did not
the
get
penalties.
Fired over that.
I think they were covering their tracks. They got fired within 30 days of the league announcing it, and nobody understood why. Now, let me just make the point. It's systemic with the Red Sox. It's three different entities performing the cheating in a five-year span. I really think that Manfred, if he was a true commissioner, would do something to the Red Sox executives. Thank you.
Yeah, well, he's not a true commissioner. No one is anymore. They're all baggage handlers for their owners. That's just, the days at Kennesaw Mountain Landis are over. It's just not, it's expecting too much. Larry Lucchino got fired for one reason. Bobby Valentine, that hire. Yeah, Larry Lucchino had lost it by the end. He wasn't fired because of that.
John Lester was a big one, too.
Thank you. That one, too. We've got Brian in Melrose. Hi, Brian.
How you doing? Yeah. I remember home run there. What's his face? Altuve, and I remember him running around holding his shirt the entire time. Even my mother remembers it. And
when he landed,
and when he landed at home plate, do you remember what he said?
Well, no, of course not. And you this guy called it in real time. Hey, Ma, he's wearing a piece. Look, he just said it. I got a piece on.
That guy was the best.
Getting a little silly.
Yeah, even my mother noticed.
Hey, Ma!
And it was the guy. Who was the guy? I remember the guy. My mother remembers
the
guy.
But even Ma remembers it.
My mother's good to mention. She saw it, but the commissioner didn't.
Keith in the car. Hi, Keith.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Guys, I just have a quick question, and Tony, this might be more for you. With the esteemed BBWA, keeping Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens out of the Hall of Fame, do you think this might, 10, 15 years from now, impact guys like Altuve, he's not on the career yet, but Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, all these guys who are linked to this, Barry Bonds never tested positive for steroids, but everyone...
No, just let me stop you. Will this cost Altuve and Betts and these guys votes if they ever become Hall of Fame worthy?
Nope. No, I mean, it might at the beginning, but eventually my guess is that you'll see the pattern that you're seeing with Pons and Clemens, was the younger people become more forgiving, they let it go, and they ultimately get voted in. I mean, I don't know. You know, I can't speak to that definitively, and I'm sitting here telling you I'd vote for Clemens and Bonds.
Just real quick, so again, this thing is going to continue to devolve. Remember I said it's like almost like mutual assured destruction, like, oh, you're going to tell on us, we're going to tell on you, and then Scott Brocious, his son is now...
Yeah, go ahead.
My dad was the third base coach for the Mariners in 2017. The Mariners knew they were cheating. Every team did. The MLB did.
They, meaning the Astros.
Yeah. He knew exactly how they were doing it in 2017. Major League Baseball just wasn't going to do anything about it until the public found out. My dad would give fake signs at third, acting like he knew what the Astros pitcher was going to throw, and Cora and Hinch would scream at him, calling it Bush League. Weird how that looks. Also, if you want to read some, make something better, Mike Trout takes HGH for a, quote, thyroid condition. It's a loophole he found, and MLB doesn't want to make it public because they don't want fans knowing their best player is on HGH. But people within know. Thought you'd appreciate since you're a Dodgers fan, like talking back to someone. So it's just everywhere throughout the league. Oh, you're going to bomb us? We're going to bomb you. Oh, F you, F you. You were cheating. You were doing this. Mike Trout's on HGH.
It's great. What was Trevor Bauer? Did you look at the Trevor Bauer thing? What did he say?
Yeah, let me find that real quick.
So this is what happens, though, when you let it all go. Right? When you let it all go, everybody piles up all this artillery against everyone, and then the whole thing blows up. And so I just, you know, I mean, they've been way too loose with way too much for way too long. And so I'm connecting things that may or may not be connected. I'm just telling you that the whole culture in the game is too loose.
Yeah, so Barra was retweeting that Beltran niece saying, I've heard this from multiple parties, too, for what it's worth, that the Astros were wearing buzzing devices underneath their jerseys.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
I totally believe it.
Just hope they don't zoom in too tightly on the Red Sox uniforms. Let's start going through their walk-offs. Let's start going through their walk-offs and see who wants their jersey torn and who doesn't. Let's start doing that, shall we? The final word here in Cheaterville comes your way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, go to Town Fair Tire. Because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody.
No one, Mark.
All right, one piece of sound to get to on the final word. We've played it a few times, so we've got to play it again. After everything going on in Major League Baseball with the Red Sox firing Alex Cora yesterday, Maz, in the email chain this morning, starts his correspondence with the sentence, "Welcome to Cheaterville."
Now to the fallout growing from that World Series cheating scandal, the Red Sox firing manager Alex Cora, who helped both the Houston Astros and the Red Sox
cheat. It started with Spygate.
That Musa Tomazzi made all that up.
And the stopping of those tapes.
Nobody can know about this.
Then the scheme with the balls got uncovered and spoiled.
Stop denying science, Felga. Ideal cast law.
Who cares? We got six rings.
Yeah, kiss the rings.
Is what the Pats fans say.
They hate us because they hate us.
Now it's the Red Sox with drama embroiled.
The Sox issuing a joint statement with Cora announcing they have mutually agreed to part ways.
Skating away again here in Cheaterville.
You guys are making all this up. You're a couple of drama queens.
Alex Cora stealing signs so they draw walks.
And so that Jackie Bradley Jr., who sucks, can hit .272 with runners in scoring position.
Sox fans will claim that there are other teams to blame. But they know.
We don't know nothing. F*** you.
That last title's a crock.
Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
So there you go.
That's it.
It's up on all the socials as well if you want to hear it again. And part of me, it was painful having to do that. Not just because of all the cheat, but because I hate Jimmy Buffett with the power of a thousand suns. Ugh. I would never, ever go to one of those shows. It would be a fate worse than death.
The best part's the last one. We don't know nothing.
F you.
All right, that'll put a wrapper on this one. Adam Jones standing by?
Yes, yes, yes. Guys, I didn't even realize this technology existed for the Houston Astros. Could you imagine if we had this sort of access to this type of technology in our professional lives, like a buzzer for, like, good takes and bad takes or something like that?
Like, you would have been electrocuted a long time ago, pal.
Well, no, I just, you know, it'd just be nice to get a heads up on my crappy takes like Jokic sucks or stuff like that. You know, I could have used the heads up. Or I don't know, like in your personal life, like when Maz was forgetting his wife's birthday, like you get a little buzzer reminder, like something like that.
Yeah,
I feel like
dog
we could put it to use. Yeah, exactly.
You could use it.
I just, I gotta work on that. Anyway, we're going to start with the two games here tonight, Celtics and Bruins. Who is it more important for?
Okay, very good. I thought my question was more along your line of thinking there. Who's pissing you off more? But either way,
who's more annoying? Yeah, same vein. Well, you know, when they're tied for pissing me off equally, then I can't answer that accurately.
Okay, here comes Jones and Arcan in advance of Bruins Penguins here on 95 The Sports Hub. Celtics and Bucks. We'd be over on WROR. Big night. Two good games tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two good games. They're gonna be bi-sportial tonight. All right, so that's it. You can catch it all here on the Beasley family of networks. Tomorrow is a Friday, so what does that mean, Anthony?
Gender-free.
It's a gender-free Friday tomorrow, starting at 2 p.m. Join us then. Why don't you?
Bye.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.